For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. A sports journalist and one who happened to be a Christian had the opportunity for a number of years to attend the Super Bowl for the purpose of reporting on the game. He was sent to secure interviews with Christian athletes and National Football League personnel for a faith-based radio program. When he first started covering the big game a few years ago, he grew disillusioned with the self-serving, self-seeking, pleasure-seeking atmosphere during Super Bowl week. "I found it to be a very dark place," he said. One day he told a former NFL player, a Christian, how he was feeling. The athlete looked at the Christian reporter and said, "Brother, you are being light in this dark place." And that comment reminded the reporter of the greater God-given purpose for which he was there. And it helped to renew his excitement for serving God in a place where the light of the good news was and is desperately needed. It encouraged him to shine his light. Perhaps you work in a setting where God is not often acknowledged, where faith is mocked, where godless living may even at times be applauded. Maybe you feel you're going into a very dark place as you go into your environment. Well, for a number of months now, we've been giving thought from time to time about this matter of being light in this dark world. Through our smiles, our kind words and deeds, our diligent work to share the good news of Jesus with others. And we've been asking God to bring opportunities to share the good news of Jesus Christ in our circles of influence. God hears those prayers, and He answers those prayers. Friends, we may be the only light a coworker or acquaintance or neighbor will see. Are we living as brightly? Are we inviting lights in this world that is terribly darkened by sin? For you see, Jesus has brought us out of darkness, and He declares that His followers are the light of the world. Are we walking as children of light? Are we thinking seriously about how we live? Are we being a light in anyone's life? Does our life, do our words guide people out of their darkness and into the light of Jesus? Are we lighting the way? Our text this morning, just one verse, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. As those who have received the light of Jesus, so we must reveal God's light in our daily lives, shining His light into a dark world. Just one verse, but three important truths and instructions are given by the Apostle Paul here. The first is that we have received the light of Jesus. Paul says, "For you were once darkness." You know, there was a time when we lived and found our home in the darkness of this sinful world. There was a time when we possessed a darkened understanding of God. But more than this, the Apostle Paul declares that there was a time when our very lives were characterized by darkness. In the second chapter of this same letter, Paul says to the church in Ephesus that you were once dead because of your failures and sins. You followed the ways of this present world and its spiritual ruler. And this ruler continues to work in people who refuse to obey God. All of us once lived among these people and followed the desires of our corrupt nature. We did what our corrupt nature, what our corrupt desires and thoughts wanted to do. So because of our nature, we deserve God's anger just like everybody else. You see, there was a time when we were spiritually dead and separated from God, willingly living in rebellion and disobedience toward God. We not only lived in darkness, Paul says, we were darkness. The Apostle Paul describes this way of living in chapter 4 of this same letter. He says of those who were disobedient to God that their thoughts are worth nothing. They do not understand and they know nothing because they refuse to listen. So they cannot have the life that God gives. They've lost all feeling of shame and they use their lives for doing evil. They continually want to do all kinds of evil. Jesus said this, "This is the crisis we're in. God light streamed into the world, but men and women everywhere ran for darkness. They went for the darkness because they were not really interested in pleasing God. At one time, we were separated from God, and it was through our sinful disobedience to God that we preferred the darkness that oozed through every part of our lives. And being darkness, we were under condemnation, and rightly so. But read this phrase again. For you were once darkness." Friends, the good news is that we've been rescued out of darkness, having received the light of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Colossae about the wonderful transformation that had occurred in and through their lives because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And they exercised trusting faith in his sacrifice for them. And Paul says to the believers in Colossae that God has rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son, whom he loves. His Son paid the price to free us, which means that our sins are forgiven. We have received the light of Jesus. Secondly, we must reveal God's light in our daily lives. The second phrase there in verse 8, "But now you are light in the Lord." Once you were darkness. We were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Paul's making a tremendous contrast here. You see, darkness and light are absolute opposites. Darkness is the absence of light, and whenever light enters in, darkness is dispelled. You have darkness, or you have light. And Paul is saying, we were darkness, but now we're light. You see, we used to do the works of Satan. We used to be a slave in obedience to the ruler of this world. But now we're light. Now we do the works of God. Pastor Henry Ironside tells the story of one who had just put his trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of his sins. And he was speaking to a congregation, as some of you have done this morning, about what God had been doing in your life. And Pastor Ironside says this, with a smile on his face and joy in his heart, the man related how he had been delivered from a life of sin. He gave God all the glory, saying nothing about any of his own merits or what he had done to deserve the blessings of this salvation. Now, the person in charge was very legalistic, didn't fully appreciate the reality of salvation by grace through faith alone, apart from human works. So he responded to the young man's comments by saying, "You seem to indicate that God did everything when he saved you. Didn't you do your part before God did his?" The new Christian jumped to his feet and said, "Oh yes, I did. For more than 30 years I ran away from God as fast as my sins could carry me. That was my part. But God took out after me and ran me down. That was his part." The Apostle Paul says to believers that we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Friends, we're not under the rule of Satan. We're under the lordship of Jesus Christ, our loving Savior. We're not under God's wrath. We're under the promise of being participants in the kingdom of light. Our eternal destiny is not a place of darkness, for we'll go to a place of light. And the Bible says that there is no lamp in that place because Jesus himself is the light. Friends, those who are the light do the deeds of light under the Prince of Light, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we become inheritors of the kingdom of light. The old is gone. The new has come. A.W. Tozer wrote, "Human nature is not fixed, and for this we should thank God day and night. We are still capable of change. We can become something other than what we are." And friends, the priority of our lives should be to let God change us. To let God change us. We are the light in the Lord because we have been saved by the one who is the light of the world. We must reveal God's light in our daily lives. And thirdly, we must shine his light into a dark world. "For once you were darkness, but now you are children of light." And then comes the instruction, "Live as children of light." Now, to live as children of light means to live before the eyes of God, not hiding anything. Why should we not try to hide anything? Profound question. Why should we not try to hide anything from God? Because we can't. We can't do it, so we might as well admit it. We might as well acknowledge it. Now, it can be somewhat easy at times to hide things from other people because they can't see our hearts. They cannot discern our attitudes. They cannot read our minds. But friends, that's not so with God. The writer of the Hebrews said that nothing in all the world can be hidden from God. Everything is clear and lies open before him, and to him we must explain the way we have lived. Now, friends, in nearly every airport in the world, it's required that our luggage and our persons face some level of scrutiny before we're permitted to board a plane. Now, we can spend a lot of time discussing the merits or the necessity of some of these inspections, but we can agree that if we are carrying no weapons, that if on our person or in our luggage there are no banned items, then we have little to fear in going through with the inspection. For you see, if we have nothing to hide, then we have nothing to fear. And that's how we ought to live our days before God and others. By our actions and our words, we've got to shine the light of Jesus into this dark world. This is Jesus' instruction here. When he says, "You are the light that gives light to the world." A city that is built on a hill cannot be hidden. And people don't hide a light under a bowl. They put it on a lampstand so that it shines for all the people in the house. In the same way, you should be a light for other people. Live so that they will see the good things that you do and will praise your Father in heaven. You see, living as children of light means that we're revealing God's light in our daily lives. And by the manner in which we live each day, in the things we say and the things we do, we bring God's light into a dark world. As God's lights, we help others find their way to Jesus. Have you ever tried to find your way through a cave where there were no lights? Now, some of us have been on those tours, haven't we? When the lights go out, and it's total darkness. And for anyone to say, "I think I can find my way out of here," friends, I would not want to begin to experience the first minute of panic that was set in realizing, how far have I turned? How many steps have I taken? Can I possibly find my way out? No. But when the light comes on, oh, what a relief to be able to see one's way out. We bring God's light into a dark world, to people who are desperate, looking for deliverance for their daily lives. As God's light, we help others find their way to Jesus. For you see, the mind of one who is not a child of God is blinded by Satan. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Corinthian church for the second time, said this, "If the good news that we preach is hidden, it is hidden only to those who are lost." The devil who rules this world has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. They cannot see the light of the good news about the glory of Christ, who is exactly like God. You see, only as we share the good news of Jesus with others can light enter into their environment. And Christian, God has given us the task. And with that task, He's given us the ability to lead the lost out of their darkness into God's wonderful light. Amen? He's doing it here. He's doing it around the world. And by the tens of thousands each and every day, the light is coming on for those who are hearing the good news and are enabled by God to understand and receive God's Son as their Savior. Friend, as those who have received the light of Jesus, so we must reveal God's light in our daily lives, shining His light into our dark world. Some questions to consider. Have you stepped into the light of Jesus? Or are you wandering about in a spiritual darkness? Friends, God desires to bring you, to draw you to Himself, and to have His light shine upon you. Have you placed your trust in Him? Are you following Him? How is the light of Jesus being displayed in your life? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your goodness to us. There was a day when my family lived each day in spiritual darkness. And one by one, it seemed that there was a stream of light coming to the door of our house. As those who knew You and loved You were very faithful to You and to our family in bringing the light of the good news to us. Father, our lives have been dramatically changed. Our history has been rewritten because of the goodness of Your Son and the faithfulness of these people who carried their light into our darkness. I thank You, Heavenly Father. And now we consider the world around us, our environment, the world in which we work each day. All around us are people who desperately need to be delivered from their darkness, and we have the light. Father, enable us to share that light in such a way that You gain glory and others step from darkness into light. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.